I am so sorry, my daughter. I didn't see you coming and didn't mean to startle you. I guess you didn't see me either with this huge heap of roses you were carrying. I was lucky you didn't accidentally get me with your shears, right? Let me help you pick it all up. Such beauty could brighten up not only your humble cottage, it's fit for a palace. I meant the roses. The roses, yes. There are at least 3 dozen of them, or more, here, right? I think. But I was just visiting your aunt. Brought her some fruit. I'm just so glad she's feeling better now. Oh, no trouble at all. It was a pleasure. And with all the charity you do, I'm more than happy to give something back, my daughter. Yes. I'm not old enough to be your father, but, as you know, that's what I am supposed to call everyone. I even call your aunt that, too. And yes, I do indeed remember that we played together as children. But then, I remember such a lot of things. The day I came back from the seminary, I saw you over that very fence as I was passing by. You didn't see me. You were so busy cutting down lilies, those perfect white lilies, and the setting sun shone through your hair. For a moment I thought that I was blessed with a vision. I just stood there enchanted, and then I saw that it was you, whom I even got to kiss once. I remember it so well. We were too young to understand what a kiss could mean. We were so innocent. And you just came up to me laughing, threw your arms around my neck and asked if I wanted to kiss like grown-ups. And then, without even waiting for an answer, you pressed your lips against mine. And you tasted of cream, like caramel. And that taste has been haunting me. For years. What are you doing? Again? Please, don't come any closer. I cannot. Don't touch me, please. Ah, you're just stroking my cheek. Almost like a mother, and I am already burning. You never changed. Still playing dangerous games. For shame, a grown woman, at the peak of her beauty, lush and fragrant, like those roses, like your breasts now. I wonder, are women's breasts really as beautiful as those in paintings and frescoes? May I look? For old time's sake, I won't even touch them, I promise. Just please, let me look at them. There, I am on my knees before you. I'll even put my arms behind my back. Please? So lovely, so perfect. Thank you, thank you. But, so what if I touch them? Just a little. Reverently, with my lips only. I mean, it's so innocent that babies do it. What harm is there in that? May I? Please? Just lean in a bit. Oh! Divine. But your soft gasp, what does that mean? Are you in pain? Did I squeeze too hard? I couldn't help it, please, forgive me. Please. No? What? More? quam pulchre sunt mammae, tuae soror mea sponsa. Pulchri ora, ubera tua vina et odor, unguentorum tua orum, super omnia hara. Mater. Dua ubera tua saica, dua hainulae, capriae, gemellae, quae pascunta in liliae. And why isn't there any milk? Why are you laughing? I am not ignorant. I was the top of my class. I knew that a woman must give birth first. I just... Stop laughing. Stop. Stop. I just wanted to worship you. And you liked it too. You asked for more. Why hurt me? Why the laugh? You've always been a tease. Always so happy to have your fun at someone else's expense. It's so amusing to tease a shy young man who seems to be entirely under your spell. Especially the one who is supposed to be absolutely harmless. I bet you don't talk like this to that huge neighbor of yours. With him, you keep your eyes down and hardly talk about the weather, because you know that all the jokes you joke with him would be on you, should he decide to do something about your playful advances. And here I am, ever bashful when not on my pulpit, and bound by my vows. Such an easy target, and yet so harmless. Guess what? Altissima, Quaker, flumina minima, sono labi. I won't go as far as saying in earnest that you tempted me and that the fault lies with you alone, but you definitely spared me the remorse for what I am about to do. We used to play together, so let's play again. I know my part. I read and hear more than you think I do. You witch! You led me into temptation. You must pay. And you will pay in this life so that you won't have to pay for it in the next. I'd slap your face, your brazen lips, but we must be discreet and keep it between ourselves. I don't want them swollen. Not like that. But so much of your gorgeous body is covered with this pretty, modest dress. So much to work on under there, and no one will see and know. Bare your breasts again, and give me the rose with the longest stem. The rose for your pretty, wicked lips. The thorns for your breasts. Don't you dare to cover up. And don't close your eyes either. Look, look closely how I drag these thorns over your nipples. That could have been my lips. But you just had to prove that you are smarter than me. How does it feel? I guess when the stem goes from right to left, it's not that bad. And when I slide it back left to right, ah, there. You don't seem to pay enough attention with all this whimpering. Let's go again. Right to left. And then left to right. And then again. Oh, look at that. A drop of blood even. May I lick it off? But what am I thinking, though? Why ask? You've never asked me about anything. Oh, wait. I am getting out of character. You cannot tempt he who is really chaste. I give in. I was weak. Let those thorns purge me as well. Quod si oculus tua scandalizat te. Egeis eum, bonum est tibi, luscum intro ira, in regnum Dei. Quam duas oculus habentum, mitai in gehenum, ignis, ubi verum. Vamis, eorum non moritor, et ignis non extinguitor. Let us crush them between our bodies, breast to breast, skin to skin. Wait. Now we are equal. What? My flesh is not as mortified as you thought it would be? Chest too broad? Arms too strong? Remember, I've grown up too. Now hold the roses against your breasts. Yes, thorns and all. Let there be pain. Let there be blood. There. 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 Was that a moan? You're not supposed to enjoy this. What a disgusting, sick, and twisted thing to do. Or are you making a fool out of a respectable curate of the church? Either way, you deserve far worse. I may be ignorant when it comes to respectable, modest, God-fearing mothers and virgin young ladies, but I have been instructed well on the dangers of a wanton temptress. Which are you? I've been told that when whores get excited, that they do not avert their eyes, they do not pray, they moan and get wet. Are you? Lift your skirt up and spread your legs. Do it now. And save your tears. You've gone too far to play innocent. Ugh! I am not touching that. Feel it yourself and show me. There! I knew it. So you are a whore after all. Who would have thought that? No, don't wipe your hand on your apron. Lick it. Lick it clean. Lick it all up. You know what I would do to make naive young men like me understand your true nature? I'd strip you naked and drag you by your gorgeous shiny hair through the village, all the way to the stocks, and keep you there for all to see that there's no magic, no mystery about the likes of you. But it was never like that, of course. But don't you agree that the stocks are a nice touch? Just think about it. You, completely and utterly naked, your neck and hands trapped, your whole body exposed. And you, bereft of the last shred of dignity, would be claimed by anyone who cares to touch you. And worst of all, you would like it, wouldn't you? But he is kind and forgiving. He'll show you mercy. He will, once you repent, of course. We may stray from the actual right as you know it, but you must admit that ours is a special case. Bend over that bench and lift up your skirts. Now spread your legs. Wider. Wider. You know the words, but I understand how these cruel, long, thorny stems hitting your inner thighs over and over can be distracting. So, repeat after me. Deus meus, ex toto corda poenetet, mi omnium meorum peccatorum, iace detestor, quae peccando, non solum poenas a te iusta statutus promeritus sum. Sed praesertim, quia offendi te summum bonum, ac dignum quiae super omnia diligaris, ideo firmita propono, ad iuvante gratia tua, desatero me non peccaturum, percandae quae occasiones proximus fugitorum. Amen. No, no, that's not all. There's more. Cry, cry louder. Sonet vox tua in urbis meis, vox enim tua dulcis. No. 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 There. Let us say that you have done your penance, my dear playmate. Oh, tota pulchra est amica, mead et macula non est in te absolve.